All right, everyone, at 7:02, I'll call this meeting to order. Starting with attendance from Director Bloom.
Hi, everyone. Our attendance question is, if you could visit any planet, which one would you choose and why? And we will be starting with Senator Axman.
I would visit Mars because that's a very realistic place to visit. And I'm going to visit
there. Senator Bentley?
It's not a planet, but it's one of Jupiter's moons, Europa. And just because there's evidence of water under the sheets of ice.
Senator Bokery? Senator Chang?
Not necessarily a planet, but I want to visit Saturn's ring, I should say. It's so packed, but also so thin, quote unquote thin. It's not really thin to us, but relatively thin spatula-wise.
Senator Cochran?
Yeah, this might be a bit controversial, but I would visit Pluto because I feel like between the planet and no planet drama, it doesn't get enough hype.
Senator Davison?
I would go to Saturn to see the rings from the planet because I think they would look really cool.
Senator Douglas?
Also not a planet, but I would like to go to the moon so I could see if the moon landing was real or not.
Senator Falk?
I would visit Saturn's moon in Pleiades because I just Googled it and they said it's the most likely to have aliens on it.
Senator Forsberg?
Mars, because it's somewhat realistic.
Senator Gushwa? Senator Hagianis?
I was going to say Saturn or Jupiter to see the pretty moons.
Senator Holmes? Senator Holmes. Senator Laura Pearson.
I would also go to Mars.
Senator Nwezu.
Good morning.
Senator Posnikov.
I would also visit Saturn and its surrounding rings.
Senator Sukram?
So I would like to go to Tatooine because sunset.
Senator Thompson?
I would really like to visit Earth, just a different part of it.
Senator Walfrid?
I would visit Neptune because it's like really pretty, even though you'd like die if you left the spacecraft. I just like wouldn't leave the spacecraft.
Give me just a second, sorry. And then Speaker Baring.
I think I would visit the surface of Venus to see what it's like when a runaway greenhouse effect happens.
Parliamentarian Braun.
That's not so hard because I want to go everywhere. Also, for those who don't know, I go by Mars, so I'm so popular tonight, obviously. But Pluto, for what was said above, and also because when I was obsessed with Sailor Moon when I was a kid, Sailor Pluto was my favorite. So,
Chair Carlson Sather?
Probably Earth, because I don't feel like dying.
Co-President Concepcion?
Yeah, contrary to Chair Carlson Sather, I'd go to Pluto, but take my helmet off like Arnold did in the Little Magic School Bus episode. I'm at that point right now.
Chair Doran?
I would also go to Pluto. When I was little, I was very passionate about advocating for Pluto, so I would definitely go there.
Co-President Doran?
I would go to Jupiter because I know that it's one of those gas giant planets, and something being a planet but not being made of rock makes no sense to me, and I want to see how it works.
Chiragotlik.
I was also going to say Jupiter for the same reasons.
Chiragidri.
Saturn, but I don't know why. I kind of just like the idea of going to Saturn.
Director Johnson.
I would go to Naboo.
Chair Learned.
I would go to Jupiter. I really like Jupiter.
Chair Patterson.
I think I'm going to go with Venus. You know, I don't have a good reason for it, but I just think it'd be a good time.
Chair White.
I would definitely go with Neptune. One, because it's pretty, and two, because it rules Pisces, and I'm a Pisces.
Controller Wyom.
Yeah, I'd probably go to Venus, too. I don't really have a reason, but I think it would be kind of cool.
Advisor Rubel.
I'd pick Mercury, because good things come in small packages, and because I like to be warm.
Co-president-elect Alono.
Yeah, I would do Pluto. It doesn't get enough love.
Co-president-elect Menki.
Yeah, so the closest star to us is called Proxima Centauri. And there's a planet called Proxima Centauri B that's about the size of Earth and is actually in the habitable range of that star. So it would be really cool to go there and see if there's life.
Okay.
I'm pointing from the closest star to us is actually the sun, but good try.
Way to get called out, Ben.
All right, forgot about that one.
Okay, so if you came in late, please message me. I heard some dings after I started attendance, and I don't want to miss anyone. I personally, my instinct was to say Neptune because I think it's pretty, but I'm also a Pisces, and so I guess it's my ruling planet. I forgot that. So I wonder if maybe that's why my instinct was to say that. Sorry, people that don't believe in astrology. I do. Anyway, our quorum is met.
All right. And with that, we will move to approval of the minutes. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes, please raise your hand now. And just as a point of order for our guests, when we ask for raising hands for votes, unfortunately only current voting members, and that means senators and representatives can vote. But yeah, looks like, okay, all those opposed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. Now we'll move on to the community comment. Is there anyone from the community that wishes to comment? Seeing none, we'll move on to committee updates. Student and Academic Affairs is up first.
Hi guys, Paige here. So my main and only update for you guys from the last month was we did the graduation reimbursement form for the class of 2020. I think we allocated right around money for around 20 people, which is really exciting that we were able to help them come back and celebrate their graduation ceremony. So mostly just emailing them, getting those requests followed through. So that's about all I did this month. But yeah, I yield.
Administrative Director Bloom.
Hi, y'all. Get your faculty reports in. There's 11 days left. I know I don't want to be doing anything. I know your professors don't want to be doing anything or any faculty members because the school year is wrapping up. So get that in. There are no new ones from the email that I sent out this morning. So if your name wasn't in that email, then I am still needing a faculty report from you. With that, I yield.
Are there any more committee updates? Seeing none, we'll move on to old business. Any old business? Seeing none, we'll move on to new business, starting with the nomination and appointment of new cabinet members, at which point I will hand over speaking to the co-presidents-elect so they may introduce our first nominee.
Awesome. Hi, everyone. So we have our cabinet nominees, and up first, we have administrative director. So we have Delaney, class of 2023. Their favorite activity is reading, and they're involved in Senate, BB, Model UN, and Ignite. So yeah, if you have any questions for Director Bloom, you can ask those at this time.
Chair Carlson Sather.
Yeah, what is one thing that you've learned this year that you're going to carry forward into next year better than ever?
I think the main thing is being organized and sending out all of the information, whether or not people read it. It's important to like get that information out. And like I'm trying to kind of use a new format for emails where at the end of meetings I'd put any charges that were made in the emails. We haven't had any recently, so I haven't had to do that. But just trying to keep information out there and current so that people don't forget about it.
Thank you. I yield.
Point of information, do we vote like one by one, or do we vote to approve them all at the end?
We vote one by one. So right now we are fielding questions for Director Bloom regarding her appointment for next year's administrative director position. Are there any further questions for Director Bloom? Seeing none, we'll move to discussion. First, I have to figure out how to put Director Bloom in the waiting room. Oh gosh.
You can click the three dots on my video and then there should be something that says put in waiting room.
It doesn't.
Oh no.
So, okay. I have enable waiting room as a different spot. Okay. Now it might work now. Nope.
I don't know. I'm allowed to do it and I made you a co-host.
You typically might, or you might have to make co-president Doran, just host instead of co-host. I've had issues with that before in the past.
Yeah, let me fix it. Okay.
I'm the host now. Oh, I have so many things I can do now. Okay.
That's so interesting. Okay.
Put in waiting.
I've learned that.